This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jay Hill. Joe Shasky,
like
Joe Spadoni here for the next hour.
Can you get up? I want to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is. He's like a Letterman, for those of you who don't know.
An all-star jacket.
There you go.
Is that pro standard? Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Wow, he's got the cable car on the back right there.
Yeah, the back's
nice.
Really cool.
He's got the Warriors hat on.
God, Joe Lacob checks must be just
Joey
so
Light
heavy.
Hey, you know what?
Man.
Well, I'm mad at it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm not mad at it.
Gosh.
Turn on his mic. Turn on his pawn him up.
Send it to Ford at Ford hour. We should call it the propaganda hour. So
the what?
The propaganda hour, because a lot of people are saying, oh, Joe Lacob, you won't say anything because Joe Lacob pays you. Well, number one, Joe Lacob doesn't pay me. NBC pays
NBC Sports.
There's a peacock on my check, and there's a 95.7 game logo on my check. So,
and Bonta Hill, as you know, Joe Shasky, Warriors pre and post game host for NBC Sports Bay Area.
My guy is hanging out the car doing drive bys before the segment even starts. He's got a look of like,
we can get rolling here, cousin partner.
Like, you're giving me the menace society face.
It's a new season, spring is sprung, guys. Let's go.
A lot of negativity, man. A lot of people just need to pump the brakes. I hear panic radio, man. Oh my God,
who's negative?
I got to believe. So you were out Wednesday, but yeah, I'm in a car. I dropped Baby Chez off. Evan Giddings is rolling. Fucking Draymond. And out of nowhere, Shasky, I hear him going, the Clippers beat the Cavs, and Draymond Green's back's hanging out by a thread. His calf, he needs us. Like, oh, Lord.
I have been celebrating Draymond.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying, during that time, yeah, we know your day to day, Shasky. We know your hour to hour.
Time out.
We did call him Joe. But I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then
I needed the Cavs to win. Spadoni. They lost the game before, and I go, they lost three straight. They lost. The streak broke, so now they're going to come back and win. And they lose two in a row.
Well, the Clippers look good. They lost three in a row. Sacramento beat the Cavaliers. Yeah.
I hate. No, I'm talking about at the moment. Oh, I know.
They had 116 straight.
And I threw
straight.
My pen.
I'm listening this morning. Spadoni's talking about the circle of trust and this and that. I'm like, oh, God.
Everyone's playing great.
On? Everybody's playing well.
The postman is balling right now.
He is.
All right. Pajemski's looked great in his return. I thought his first quarter yesterday was outstanding. Look, Kuminga made some winning plays down the stretch. A big bucket. He had a big rebound. I'm seeing Buddy Hield hit big free throws.
Be careful talking about Kuminga because every year, every season, there's always somebody we point the finger at.
And thank you.
Kuminga's become that guy, unfortunately.
It's so unfair.
It was Wiggins last year. It was Clay last year. It's got to be someone.
It was Pods earlier this season.
It was Pods.
Well, like, Pods wasn't playing well, and now he's played great. Since the original injury, before this, he's been really good. And him finding his shot has actually really salvaged his season.
No, it's good to be here, though. Let's ask.
Well, where do we want to start here? Do you want to start with Jimmy Butler?
Do we want to start with Draymond Green?
Or do we want to start with the biggest story?
Can I give him? No, we'll get to Curry in a second.
Okay.
I truly believe... Just obviously, when they're both healthy, this isn't a knock on anyone. I believe that with 4 or 5 minutes to go, I want Jimmy as the facilitator with the ball in his hands. That doesn't mean Steph isn't a huge focal point of the team, the organization, everything. I want things to flow through Jimmy because I expect him to make the right basketball decisions and plays and Steph running off action and things like that. I don't necessarily want Steph at the top of the key with the ball in his hands. Hey, create everything.
Well, he won't. He won't because the greatest strength of Steph Curry is playing off the ball. And when you're humming like they were winning championships, Steph Curry's playing off the ball. Yep. And you have Draymond Green at the top of the key waiting for him running off screen. So now you get Jimmy there, and you can run your split action with Dre, Steph, and Jimmy right there in the split action. Sometimes they run the split action higher at the three-point line, which allows more spacing.
You can post him up. I think he's your best basketball player.
Jimmy's going to be your playmaker. That's why you brought Jimmy here. That's okay. Steph Curry's greatest strength is playing off the basketball. So when you got Steph Curry running off screens, how many guys are going to overreact to jump out on Steph at the three-point line that will open it up for a cutter? That may be GP2. That may be Jonathan Kuminga. That may be Moses Moody. That may be Quentin Post stepping out 4-3. Yep. We shall see. But that's your best. That's why you brought Jimmy here.
Yeah.
It's for the clutch time. And there's 72 of clutch time games with Jimmy buckets here yesterday, right? Nobody would even know that he was 1 of 11 in the fourth quarter on the floor.
Yeah.
1 of 11. But there were good shots. He controlled the game, and then they made great defensive plays. Moody with a block. Draymond with a great recovery down the
court. That was one of the best plays in Draymond's career.
You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Butler with a great block at the end of the game. So they played the defense when they needed to play the defense. And yes, Jimmy will facilitate.
And he yells at Gui Santos, gets him out of there immediately.
I didn't like that sub.
Well, people were freaking out about that. We had some callers, and I don't know about Jimmy. I was like, no, that is what you need. That's what this organization needs right now. Like, Draymond, and again, I get it, and Draymond's been doing this for a long time, and not to say it's gotten old, Bonte, like the message gets old from the messenger, if you will, but there is something to someone else coming into an organization or workplace and giving you a kick in the pants. It's just like, oh, okay. Like, I'm going to listen to this guy. It's a new voice. And we're seeing that now with some of the young guys and them gravitating towards I was going to say Buddy Hield, but a Jimmy Butler. And Buddy Hield, by the way, is one of those guys Those guys are so tight. Before, after game, they're joking around. Like,
they are tight.
His imprint, Jimmy Butler, and I brought up the Gui Santos thing just because I thought that was great leadership out there, and people might say that's bad leadership. No. That's what Tom Brady does. You mentioned that earlier. That's what the Tom Bradys of the world do. They demand excellence on the court. So you make a mistake in a close game like that, I don't care if it's against the Toronto Raptors or against the Boston Celtics. Like, you can't make mistakes like that. So not only was he going to be getting on Gui right there, but that was also letting Steve Kerr know, like, hey, man, like,
are people making a big deal about that?
No, we had a couple callers that were calling about
it. Coach in Vallejo was like, you know, you got to watch it when you're criticizing the young guys.
You think it's going to hurt their egos and they're not going to. I was like, no, it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Jimmy Butler has taken Buddy Hield and Jonathan Kuminga under his wing. And Pods. He gets on Pods a lot.
Yeah. Pods
needs
it, though.
Yes. He's coaching them. He's teaching them where to be because you know what? In 12 games, it gets really real, folks. Thanks. The playoffs are right around the corner. And Draymond mentioned it last night. When you get into a playoff series, you may be playing Denver. You may be playing the Lakers. You may be playing Memphis. You may be playing, who the hell knows who you're going to be playing? The Clippers?
Yeah.
You got to be buttoned up in these playoff games because a 10-0 run can knock you out of a game. A 12-0 run can knock you out of the game. You got to clean up the little details here. And that's why Jimmy Butler got on Gui Santos and he yanked him and you get Kuminga back.
Yep.
And Kuminga plays 25 minutes yesterday and he's trying to find his legs. Well, people got to remember with Jonathan Kuminga, yes, he's had some up and down times since he's been back. But he's the one guy who hasn't played with Jimmy yet. He's the one guy who hasn't found that rhythm with Jimmy Butler yet. And so slowly but surely you're starting to see that. And I thought he played very good defense down the stretch. He played good defense down the stretch against Denver, and he played good defense down the stretch yesterday against Toronto. So, yeah, who cares if he got on Gui Santos? Gui Santos will take it on the chin.
Well, and with the Jonathan Kuminga angle, I think it's going to be really interesting. And we'll see how long Stephen Curry's out during this road trip. They go to Atlanta tomorrow against the Hawks, so they got the 6-game road trip here. Missed a couple games. Like, again, blessing in disguise. I hate kind of saying that because it's like, I don't want Stephen Curry to be hurt. You're only a game up in the loss column against the Clippers, so you need him out there. And we've seen, Bonte, this team offensively without Steph can get a little stagnant at times. But bringing Jonathan Kuminga now, like, is the juice going to be there with JK? You got Jimmy there. Yes. Like,
This is a great opportunity.
This is a great opportunity for him to flex his muscles again offensively and get a little bit more aggressive, I feel like.
They're 7-3 without Steph this year.
I know. Look, they're plus 60 when he's off the court since the Jimmy Butler era.
They were minus 90 before Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. We were watching. We're monitoring the non-Curry minutes. But look, you got Dyson Daniels and Trae Young in Atlanta. And they've had some weird games in Atlanta over the last 5-6 years.
So out on Trae Young.
He's played better this year. But you know what? On the road, role players play better at home. They're in a play-in box trying to get a home game. These could be some tricky games on this road trip.
Of course.
5 days they're going to spend in Miami. They're going to spend 5 days in Miami and, you know, the return of Jimmy Butler. So
are they
going to
stay with Pat Riley?
No, probably
all 5 days?
Eric Spoelstra get some brunch with them?
Talking about
there are moments in the game where, you know, it's a 10-0 run or whatever. You need to stop the faucet. Look, I've come to this conclusion the other night. Quinn Post is going to get attacked at times on defense. He's going to get cooked. They're going to go out of their way to go at him, and he's going to have to make adjustments in game. But he does bring an element of flame throwing from the outside offensively that I think he connects a lot of different personnel lineups that give you some defensive specialists out on the perimeter. I think you got to play him. I think you have to stay committed to 20 minutes minimum a night to play him. I mean, last night obviously was a great game, but he has got to stay in the lineup. And even if the shot doesn't fall in the first half, I want to see Kerr go back to him in the second half. Yes, it's give and take. You're going to lose a little on defense at times, but I think he brings things to the table as a stretch. Last night, he set a screen for someone. That guy cuts. Yeah. Everyone goes with him. He pops out. Bang. Like, they just don't have a lot of guys that can do that.
No, they don't. 22 minutes last night for QP, 6 made 3s. But you mentioned, and this is where Steve Kerr, and I was coming in, I heard a caller say, why didn't they start him? Well, if you go back and watch the Denver game, and Denver obviously had no Nikola Jokic.
8 minutes.
No Jamal Murray, no Christian Brown, and Westbrook, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon attacked him. And Aaron Gordon dunked on him. And they attacked him and jumped out to a 15-8 lead. And look, teams are going to hunt him because he's a rookie and he's trying to get acclimated to the NBA. And there's going to be some growing pains here. He's going to see minutes. Whether he starts or not, I wouldn't focus too much on that because Steve Kerr wants to get off the great starts.
Yes.
So sometimes you want to play your best, what he feels like is his best lineup defensively and offensively to get off the better starts here because the Warriors don't want to play uphill. Got an older team here. You want to play with the lead. The Warriors' record when they have a lead after one is like, I want to say like 27-4. I could be wrong there.
If they're leading after one, they're
27-4, 26-4 like that. But they're also after the third quarter when they're leading. They're 37-4.
Right.
So
really,
obviously, yeah. And Bully always says this. Huh. And really, I didn't subscribe to this really until this season. When you watch around the league, the NBA is kind of a first quarter league in terms of you get out and set the tone, play yeah. your pace, play uphill, play downhill, still an uphill, all of a sudden you're rolling. So that's where it goes with QP. What matchup is it? Who you're playing against? Because Steve Kerr, we've seen it. I don't know why people get so surprised at this, about this. We saw his first season as head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He flipped the lineup multiple times.
Well, he's just going
to
do that.
He's going to do that. So QP yeah. will get his run. He's going to see anywhere from 10 to 20, maybe 25 minutes, depending how the game flows.
I mean, we were talking about that with Looney, too. Like, it might not be a Looney game, but come playoff time, he's going to have some moments.
Yeah. He played 8 minutes last
yes,
night.
Yes, exactly.
Played 8 minutes
exactly.
last night.
But, yeah. like, I look at, like, not having GP2 last night, the closing lineup of Pods, who had a great first quarter and then hit a bucket late. Pods, Moody, Kuminga. This is the final pairing. And then you had Butler.
Draymond.
And Draymond Green. I like that combination. Then they subbed in, okay, they're going to foul us. We're up a couple. Let's get Buddy Hield in here. And Buddy hits a couple of big free throws. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to play the offense for defensive matchups and play. And I feel like he's been on it right now in terms of Kerr pulling the levers.
No, he has been on it. He's been on it. Halftime adjustments. Sometimes you'll see Poe start the second half. Sometimes you'll see Moody start the second half. Sometimes you'll see GP2 start the second half. And what's imperative for the Warriors moving forward, too, heard you guys talk about Draymond's shot. Huh. Those are shots that Draymond, and we've been talking about this for years. This is what drove me crazy in the Lakers series a couple years ago when Anthony Davis camped out in the paint and they went to the two big lineup with Looney and Draymond and they dared them to shoot it. Draymond, Gary Payton II, Moses Moody, they're all going to have to shoot these shots in the playoffs because guess what? Darko Rajakovic, the coach of the Raptors, he's telling Draymond, keep shooting it, keep shooting.
We're never
guess what Mark Daigneault from OKC is going to say? Guess what Ty Lue's going to say with the Clippers or J.J. Redick with the Lakers or Mike Malone with the shoot the ball. And you know what? Draymond Green has been making them pay, but GP2. Yep. They missed GP2 last night because offensively in this last nine, and I ran into GP2 after the Denver game because I just got to keep letting it fly.
He's
shooting 44% from three in his last nine.
So the Denver game's a great example of GP2. First three quarters, he was letting it fly. Then in the final 5 or 6 minutes, he passed up two corner threes
that he's got to take.
Settled for a late shot. I call it grenades. Hey, here's the ball. Yep. There's 3 seconds. Make a play. Yep. Jimmy had a late three that he had to throw up. JK at times get caught with the ball at the end of a possession and takes a shot that you have to take.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Otherwise, you're going to have a turnover. And people are like, oh, why is JK taking a three? Because he got thrown a grenade with 3 seconds left. Open shots that are created must be taken.
They must be taken. When you get a great shot like that, a coach can't draw up a better play.
Yeah.
Coach cannot draw up a better play, so you got to let them fly. And the good thing is Draymond's letting them fly. 14 three-point attempts.
14.
You know what I'm saying? 14.
The most in 8 years, Monte. 11 attempts he had against the Kings in 2017. 13 versus the Bulls in 2014.
Well, how about him leading the team in scoring twice in a week?
I know.
And he hadn't led the team in scoring since 2016, the Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
9 years ago.
Last week, I said, I think we're seeing the best offense and defense since 2016. I swear to God, I believe it.
Yeah, he's playing unbelievable. You know what? That steak at House of Prime Ribs, I can start to taste it.
Me too.
I can start to taste it.
Did you guys hear?
What?
You can put DoorDash on a credit card now. They got like a whole credit system for DoorDash. You didn't hear this?
No.
They launched it yesterday. So we're going to go into big time debt for this Prime Rib.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Okay. I thought you were saying House of Prime Rib was on DoorDash. I was like, they are?
I was wondering. Sassy was like, you know, Draymond needs to shave his back. He's hanging on my third. I said, don't fool the audience. You just don't want to pay the House of Prime Rib. He's playing well, and he's good for that DPOY. So now he's motivated. He wants to make the all defensive team, first team. He wants to win that DPOY.
Who's the oldest? I did this the other day. Do you know who the oldest first team all defense is?
Oldest guy ever?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You're going to go Tim Duncan.
It's not Tim Duncan.
Garnett?
Nope. Bruce Bowen.
Wow.
Bruce Bowen, that makes sense.
He was 36 years old.
Yeah.
And then Draymond would be 35. Who's the oldest DPOY?
Oh, that's a great question.
2001. I looked this all up the other day. Me and Evan were doing
2001.
Oldest.
Oh, man. DPOY.
Mutombo?
Dikembe Mutombo.
The Sixers. Yeah, they went to the finals.
I was thinking who was on there. Yeah.
He was 34 when he got that DPOY.
Yep. He got traded, yeah.
This would be the oldest player to ever win DPOY if he pulls it
off.
And he'd be the second oldest guy to be first.
It makes sense,
defense.
Dude. Just the age of some of these guys and what we're seeing is unbelievable. It like is. Around the league, it's literally insane.
Did you know that?
I thought he was cooked. Well, I mean, yeah, I was so wrong.
Well, you know, if the Warriors want to make some noise here in the playoffs and do what Draymond said at the All-Star break is win the championship, when you think about their top three players, I think we all know it's Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
37, 35, 35.
Old.
When you think about those top three players in those ages, no team has ever won an NBA championship with their top three players being 37, 35, and 35.
They feel like the Raiders of the Rich Cannon era.
Right, but yeah. Steph is a different 37-year-old, and Jimmy's a different 35-year-old in the way he's playing, and the way guys are playing off of them. So I look at it with Stephen Curry off the floor, and hopefully it's not too long because you can't afford to lose games. The Clippers are hot. The Rockets won't lose. Minnesota thankfully dropped two straight to Indiana and New Orleans. I don't know how they did that when Indiana had like four of their starters out. But you have to keep winning games. You have no margin for error anymore. When you blow a Utah game, when you blow a Brooklyn game, you cannot lose games here. So you got to continue to win, and hopefully you stabilize it when Stephen Curry gets back so you can avoid that play-in. Because I know some people say, well, you go to the play-in, you win the 7-8 game. You want that week off.
Well,
you want the week off, exactly. No matter what.
Exactly.
Who cares about the matchup? Get the week off and get fresh. And also, this is a great opportunity for guys like Moses Moody to get his offensive game back. And
Kuminga.
And the spotlight on Kuminga without Stephen Curry is going to be bright. It's all hell.
I think he's going to do it, dude. I think we're just everybody needs to relax. And we always over-focus on the negative.
They're winning, too, which is why I don't know.
And they never focus on the positive.
If they're losing, it'd be one thing. Like, but they're winning. They're winning these games. And I get it. Like, the Nuggets one was frustrating for everyone involved. Like, that was just bad. Like, no Jokic, no Murray. That was a bad loss. But you bounced back the next day with probably the win of the year against Giannis and that team, which is an Eastern Conference. I'm going to say quite like a contender, but they're a playoff team. Like, Giannis is there. By the way, your boy Bronny James cooked him yesterday in a one-on-one situation.
Well, Draymond shut him down.
Draymond shut him down. And by the way, I'm looking at DraftKings right now. Plus 135 for Draymond to win the DPOY. It's going to keep getting closer and closer. Evan Mobley has had a very fine season, been very good. And it feels like it has kind of been like DPOY's, like, how many blocks do you have per game? It feels like it's a big man award these days. But let's be honest, like who's affecting a game more on a defensive basis more? Evan Mobley or Draymond Green?
Draymond put on a masterclass against Giannis Antetokounmpo. From the first possession on, he blocked a shot. Next possession, he lured Giannis into a three. Giannis is shooting 18% from three. He's only attempted 46, but Draymond Green's like, go ahead, shoot it. He was 5 of 16 that night. Dame and Giannis were averaging like 55 together. Yep. Leading in the NBA, they scored 36 that day, 11-34.
Giannis is having an unbelievable season.
But you know what?
God.
You know what? I could see, like, he's a very, very good player.
Where are you going?
I'm very unimpressed with this game. This game is not aged well. All right, if you get him a head of steam and he gets in transition, he's going to dunk on your head. But you notice, and not everybody has a Draymond Green on their roster.
Hasn't refined it, yeah.
But outside of 10 feet, what can he do? What can he do?
Remember he tried to be a three-point shooter and he just gave up on it because he realized he just can't.
I said this.
Just didn't.
Jimmy Butler, Giannis, and Draymond have the three flattest shots in the NBA. They do. His shot is so flat. He also takes forever at the free throw line, and it drives me nuts.
It's not even that.
There's a foul, and then he walks around in a big circle, and it takes 30 seconds for him to get to the free throw line. Line up. Shoot the free throws.
Yeah,
let's go.
When I hear people with Giannis saying, like, he's a top 15 player of all time, I'm taking Charles Barkley over him. Carl Malone over him.
David Robinson.
Tim Duncan. I'm taking Hakeem. Kevin Garnett. I'm thinking Kevin Garnett over Giannis. I'm taking Kevin Garnett over Giannis. I'll say that right now.
International, but there's no doubt he's one of the greatest international players.
Yeah, no
ever.
Doubt.
I'm still taking Dirk over him.
Absolutely.
We're gonna look back on that run with the Bucks and them not even getting back, like sniffing like the finals again. Like just look at what they did. And I know injuries were a part of that.
Middleton's knee
was a huge part of that. But like the first round exits and like. That's going to be the big name this summer, right? Like when we all think they're going to phase out in the
first round, like, yes. And Dame, like, you know, Chris Haynes going with the report, you know, that probably came from Dame because Dame and Chris Haynes are tight.
Dame,
the other day where they had a team meeting after the Warriors game.
It wasn't even a team meeting.
It was a meeting with Giannis, Dame, and Doc Rivers.
Oh, my.
And I'm watching Dame off the ball. I'm saying,
you know where I stand.
He doesn't even move anymore.
He doesn't try.
No. He got rid of the ball and was just like
he stands
there
waiting for it to come back to him.
What did you think? Real quick, we can take us a few minutes, and all the vibes are good right now.
Not this head and his shoulders.
Well, that game against the Nuggets, Vonte, like what was that?
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I know, but if you watch
the Knicks game, even though they won, OG Anunoby and Karl Anthony Towns, and even though Draymond got the night-night at the end.
They were balling. Yes.
Rugged, thick dudes that eat glass on offensive glass destroy the Warriors.
Does that give you pause if you have to play them in a first round series now?
Of course.
They don't have a player to match up with that. Scottie Barnes is a bigger, thicker guy. He gave him trouble last night.
Yeah. No, Aaron Gordon, I think, is an X factor for the Nuggets, but he's also an X factor in the Western Conference. If he's right, playing alongside Jokic, because he's a guy who can guard Jimmy Butler, he can guard LeBron James. We saw that during his championship run. He's going to have to switch out on Luka at times. Aaron Gordon alongside Jokic, and if Murray's right, Denver's a problem. They beat the Warriors 9 straight times.
Porter hits shots with guys in his face.
And he plays big against the Warriors. Double-double right there.
Russ played great.
Westbrook was amazing in that game. Amazing in that game. Even though he didn't shoot well, he was amazing in that game.
Freaking three daggers. He has two in his pocket.
Look. Ideally, you would love to avoid the Lakers and the Nuggets in the first round. They're not thinking like that. No. But his fans were probably thinking like that, saying, try to get Houston or Memphis, because Memphis is fading. They're fading. And Houston, even though they've won 8 in a row, when you get the bright light to
the
playoffs.
Bring Houston on.
Yes, exactly. They'll see him again.
I will go
they'll
pick up
again.
Dylan Brooks.
They'll see him again.
See the Nuggets again,
but
too.
But only to your point, these bigger teams, it is. It's going to cause problems for the Warriors.
They need, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. This offseason, hypothetically, the kid from Charlotte who might be available.
Mark Williams.
Lively or Gafford gets moved because Dallas seems like they're in a free fall. even a Jackson Hayes type of, they need a big, bouncy, athletic, rim-running center to complement what they have.
Yeah, I think they'll look into
that's
that.
That's the number
future.
One need.
They'll look into that in the future. And they've got assets. They're in a great position here moving forward to go to say Warriors, that is.
So they'll face the Nuggets again. That's their first home game back from this road trip that they start tomorrow. And it's going to be the back end of a back-to-back. So that's going to be very interesting. You've got the Lakers on a Thursday, and then you got the Nuggets on a Friday back home at Chase Center. That's going to be huge. I just think this for the mentals, Vonte, more than anything, and I get it, it might sound silly because you have Stephen Curry, you have Jimmy Butler, you have Draymond Green. You have a championship mindset there. But for the mentals of beating a Nuggets team, just to say you've done it, because you haven't done it in a couple years, at least in the regular season, that matters to me. If I'm
12 or 13. You just don't want to keep hearing about it. We won 9 straight.
Exactly.
And you don't want to get that streak to 10.
Remember it was the Spurs forever? You just couldn't win in San Antonio?
Yeah, they couldn't.
Can we get in on the other side? I thought Chase Center came alive the last couple of nights.
Chase Center's
filling it. Say it now.
The fans are filling it because they're winning, playing basketball. Jimmy's there.
He's
getting excited. Quentin Post getting his block shot in the third quarter. When they were down 7, 90-83 after you heard Steph Curry hit the floor.
That was.
You're like, damn. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it with the mic catching it. And it's like, and Quentin Post makes a good block, has a good block shot at the rim. They're down 90-83. He's firing up the crowd. They needed that. So Chase Center is alive.
Has a fan base, an organization, a team taking on the mindset of a player more than Jimmy Butler? The confidence is exuding from all the fans I talk to when it comes to this guy. The players are confident. Quentin Post. Everyone, Vonte. You're more confident on air. I see it. Moly.
I'm confident, period. My confidence doesn't waver.
This was Vonte. Hey, Fitz. After the game, we're going to be talking about X, Y, and Z. Before, I was like, yeah, I know. We're going to be talking afterwards.
I wasn't like that.
You were scared of Scottie Barnes and them boys.
No, my energy never changes. I don't waver, man. Ain't no punk in Vonte Hill.
That was a tough loss against Toronto.
No, my energy doesn't. I know you are. I know you are. But no, this fan base did need a jolt.
Yes, they did.
The fan base needed a jolt. And you know what? After that Orlando game on a Monday night, I see fans leaving midway through the third quarter and a win.
Fight?
I said, damn, maybe they need to do something here. But I think, I was talking to Slater about this yesterday. I think we're all surprised. Some people in the organization are surprised on how quickly Slater comes on the show. You don't need to drop that. It's got to be a story.
No, you're tight.
But no, some people in the organization too was like, we can't believe how quickly this has worked. How seamless this has been with Jimmy Butler. You knew he was a great player. And I think some people, when they're taking their victory, like, I told you we should have got Jimmy. We know he was a great player. But when you hear things that's happening with Pat Riley and the way, so you kind of get skeptical. Yeah, exactly. He's worked out and it's been great. And now we move forward with 12 games left.
Low carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.